From Storyflow,
this is your daily audio brief.
Theo here.
August 27th, Tech Desk. Five stories from the last 24 hours, here's where I'd start.
Let's get into it. First from KD Nuggets. What we can learn from Google engineers' indispensable prompts.
Hey Google engineers, what prompt do you personally refuse to work without, and why?
Most people's prompt history looks like a junk drawer.
A one-off request to explain an error message, a quick clean this up, a boilerplate generator used once and forgotten. In June 2026, Google Cloud's developer relations team published something different. They asked 10 of their own engineers and leaders one specific question. What prompt do you personally refuse to work without, and why? What came back wasn't a list of clever phrasings.
Next, Nvidia has put nearly US$50 billion into their AI labs that buy its chips and has lined up commitments for more than $500 billion. Colette Kress, the company's chief financial officer, told analysts on August 26 that demand from the labs Nvidia backs with its own balance sheet.
That will contribute toward roughly a quarter of its business next year.
Second from Rai News.
A quarter of Nvidia's business next year comes from labs it is financing.
That arrangement is what people mean by circular financing, and Nvidia used the phrase before any analyst did.
Up next.
Third from TechCrunch Rai.
Hugging Face is selling a cute $399 open source duck robot. MicroDuck.
Hugging Face unveiled the MicroDuck on Thursday, a cute little duck-like robot that sells for $399 and ships before Christmas.
Clem DeLang, CEO of Hugging Face, said the MicroDuck is an open-source robot you can teach new tricks with reinforcement learning.
The 25-centimeter tall duck can waddle, pick things up with its beak up to 800 grams, get back up when it falls, crouch, and even roller skate.
Welcome to the era of open-source, affordable robots to democratize physical AI and world models, DeLang said.
And then,
fourth from the decoder. Claude Cowork now runs its own browser inside the desktop app. Anthropic is building its own browser into Claude Cowork running inside the desktop app.
When a task needs a website, a browser opens in a side panel where Claude loads pages, reads them, clicks, and types. That lets it fill out forms or pull numbers from a dashboard, even on portals without an API.
The browser stays separate from your own, so Claude can't see your tabs, bookmarks, or passwords.
You can move logins over one page at a time from Chrome, Edge, or Firefox, though banking and email sites are off limits.
Next, fifth from the decoder. GLM 5.3 Flash matches top models at a fraction of the cost and runs without Nvidia. Z.AI releases GLM 5.3 Flash, an open source model with 320 billion parameters that lands just 3 points behind the larger GLM 5.3 on Artificial Analysis's Intelligence Index at a seventh of the cost. What's notable is that all of the inference traffic ran on Chinese AI chips instead of Nvidia hardware. The article GLM 5.3 Flash matches top models at a fraction of the cost and runs without Nvidia appeared first on the decoder.
Up next. Six from the decoder.
Google's Gemini 3.5 transcribe turns speech to text in 85 languages while autocorrecting your verbal stumbles. Google's new Gemini 3.5 transcribe recognizes over 85 languages, strips filler words, and corrects slips of the tongue in real time.
It hits a 4.0% word error rate in streaming mode, with 70% lower latency than its predecessor, Chirp 3.
Through function calling, the model can hand off tasks to other Gemini models.
The article Google's Gemini 3.5 transcribe turns speech to text in 85 languages, while autocorrecting your verbal stumbles appeared first on the decoder.
And then,
seventh from the decoder, Anthropic locks in $45 billion compute deal with Nscale ahead of IPO. Anthropic has struck a deal worth around $45 billion with British cloud startup Nscale, Bloomberg reports. The article, Anthropic locks in $45 billion compute deal with Nscale ahead of IPO, appeared first on the decoder.
Next.
Eighth from the decoder, OpenAI researcher warns ultra-faster AI could leave security teams in the dust.
An OpenAI researcher warns that state-of-the-art AI models running 50 times faster could infiltrate systems before human teams can react.
Simple monitoring won't cut it anymore, he says.
What's needed are autonomous shutdown systems.
The warning comes as OpenAI unveils a new AI chip that significantly outperforms current hardware in inference speed.
The article OpenAI researcher warns ultra-fast AI could leave security teams in the dust appeared first on the decoder.
Up next.
Ninth from Towards Data Science.
Stop giving your AI agent a search box and start giving it type tools, hard bounds, and a gate it cannot talk past. What happens when you stop feeding a model context and let it go find its own walking a knowledge graph within strict limits, and what four models and one wrong prediction revealed about whether that is worth doing?
The post, stop giving your AI agent a search box and start giving it typed tools, hard bounds, and a gate it cannot talk past, appeared first on Towards Data Science.
And then,
10th from Towards Data Science.
How to work with AI coding agents. A practical guide to getting better code, not just more code. Let me start this by saying I am a big fan of coding agents. They help streamline code production. But based on the questions I get asked and the experiences people share with me, they're not used in the best way.
That being said, let's talk about coding agents.
The main premise of a coding agent is that it is a tool that helps you write better code.
You can do that by providing coding agents with context, breaking down problems, reviewing their work, and keeping yourself in control.
That's it for today.
Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings.
Stay curious.
If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.